Chapter 16, South Carolina, Up to Date. South Carolinians are very creative people, and they express their creativity in many different ways. The ancient art of coiled basket making was brought to South Carolina by African slaves. They had used the baskets in Africa for storage and for the processing of rice. The baskets are made mostly of low country sweetgrass with pine needles for decoration. The coils are bound together by strips from palmetto leaves. Though they were work baskets in the past, most are now made for show. The descendants of those African rice growers make incredibly beautiful baskets with intricate designs. In Charleston, sweetgrass basket makers sell their art on the streets. In Charleston, there are many examples of ironwork decorating the houses and gardens. The most creative of these pieces produced by blacksmiths are works of art. In the last several decades, many of the most beautiful were made by Philip Simmons, who died in 2009. Simmons has been honored in our state and the nation for poetry in ironwork. Several hundred of his gates, ornamental window guards, and balconies grace the city. They give Charleston some of the charm that keeps tourists flowing in. Writing is a more traditional form of creativity. One of the best known and most popular of South Carolina's many excellent writers is Pat Conroy. Though not born in South Carolina, he moved to Beaufort in his high school years, went to college at the Citadel, and has chosen to live on Fripp Island near Beaufort. He once said, quote, "In their season, I gorge myself with fresh peaches, which always make me happy that I found South Carolina when I was a boy, or that it found me," end quote. His books demonstrate the deep impact of the Lowcountry's geography and the state's people on his life and writings. Many millions have read his books. Many millions more have seen the movies made from the books. The Water is Wide, movie title Conrack, The Great Santini, The Lords of Discipline, and The Prince of Tides. Later books include Beach Music, South of Broad, and the oddly titled but delightful autobiographical work, Pat Conroy's Cookbook. In all of his books, he creatively used his family history and the geography of South Carolina to weave wonderful stories. He has been called America's favorite storyteller. Four of those creative South Carolinians have become astronauts for the United States Space Program. Charles F. Bolden, Jr. of Columbia flew four missions into space and now is head of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. Frank L. Culbertson, Jr. of Holly Hill spent 129 days on the International Space Station in 2001. Charles M. Duke of Lancaster is one of 12 humans who have walked on the moon. Ronald E. McNair of Lake City flew one space mission but died on the second when the Challenger exploded on takeoff. Section 1. Population. More people, more diversity. As you read, look for new national population trends resulting from the 1965 immigration law, new state population trends brought about by the influx of African Americans and Hispanics, problems caused by population movement from rural to urban and suburban areas, terms, quota, affluent, per capita. The U.S. Census revealed some interesting information about the residents of the nation and our state. The population of both is growing larger and more diverse with each decade. Both trends are boosted by a new immigration law passed in 1965. That law was designed to remove the stain of racism that had been evident in the immigration quota laws of the 1920s. A quota is an official limit on the number or amount of people or things that are allowed. Those laws had sharply restricted the number of foreigners who could come in and set quotas on the numbers that could come in from each country. Those quotas were prejudiced against any non-Western European countries. United States Population Trends. The new immigration law of 1965 encouraged foreigners with certain skills and good education to apply for admission. It also gave preference to relatives of people already here in order to reunite families. The impact of the act has been enormous. Skilled and educated people have come by the thousands. Relatives, some skilled, some not, have come by the millions. The population of the United States increased from 129.3 million to 308.7 million between 1960 and 2010. Immigration contributed nearly 37 million people to that expansion, most coming from Latin America, Asia, and Africa. In 1960, there were fewer than 10 million foreign-born residents of the United States, 5.4% of total population. Most of these were from Europe. In 2009, there were 36.7 million foreign-born residents, 12% of total population. Over half were from Latin America. The Hispanic population is the fastest growing ethnic group in America, and by 2010 was more numerous than the African American population. The mix of Europeans, African Americans, and American Indians that had been the tradition in America for 400 years was changing. The population was getting a revitalizing injection of fresh blood and new traditions, foods, music, religions, and ideas. Like most changes, the new immigration has aroused controversy and much resistance. South Carolina population trends. The population of South Carolina grew even faster than that of the United States in the past half century. While the national population grew by 72% between 1960 and 2010, the number of Palmetto State's residents nearly doubled. Most of those came from urban areas of the Rust Belt. Many were retirees settling on the coast for their golden years. But many were management professionals of large corporations who came for only a few years, then were replaced by other newcomers. So much mobility was a challenge to the state's traditional friends and neighbors approach to life and politics. In 2000, more than half the residents of Aiken, Beaufort, Berkeley, Dorchester, Horry, and York counties were born outside the state. The great migration of blacks out of the state from about World War I to the 1960s ended about 1970. The changes brought by the civil rights movement made life in South Carolina more attractive to blacks. The African American population advanced from 789,041 in 1970 to nearly 1.3 million in 2010. The total population rose in the same period from nearly 2.6 million to over 4.6 million. Another contribution to the strong population growth in the past two decades was immigrants who found South Carolina attractive. The percentage of Hispanics increased faster in South Carolina during the first decade of the 21st century than in any other state. The increase was 148% to 235,682 Hispanic residents, or 5.1% of the total population. The state's growth entitled it to more representation in Congress. The number of members of the House of Representatives has been frozen at 435 for over a century. When populations shift, slower-growing states lose a representative or two. Faster-growing states gain one or two. South Carolina elects seven representatives in 2012 instead of six. A new congressional district has been drawn in the northeastern corner of the state. As the state's population grew, it looked more like the rest of the nation. The rural parts of the state were losing population, and the cities and suburbs were becoming more congested. Census data revealed that South Carolinians, on average, were becoming more affluent, wealthy, prosperous in the last several decades. The per capita per person income reached 32,460 by 2010, 46th among the states. Most families had more than one breadwinner, so the median family income was $41,744. Even with the increased income, nearly one in five Carolinians lived in poverty, and the unemployment rate was above the national average. On the other hand, a larger percentage of residents of the state owned their own homes, 70%, than the average across the nation. Do you remember? 1. Define in sentence form quota, affluent, per capita. 2. What was the intent of the new immigration law of 1965? 3. How did South Carolina's population growth between 1960 and 2010 compare to that of the United States?